Moving on now, the UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East peace process has denounced Israel's settlement expansion in the occupied Palestinian territories. In a briefing to the UN Security Council on Monday, Nikolai Mladenov reported a surge in Israeli settlement-related announcements and demolitions. He said that Tel Aviv has continued its illegal settlement expansion and the demolition drive despite international outcry. Mladenov noted that Israel has advanced further plans to build over 1,700 settler units in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem al-Quds. This as Israel has recently allocated over $30 million to enlarge the existing settlements. The UN coordinator has blamed illegal settlements as one of the biggest obstacles to peace. The Israeli settlement activity was also cited as one of the factors behind the collapse of the so-called U.S.-brokered direct talks between the Palestinians and Israelis in 2014. Well, to put this into context, let's go to Denver and talk to Richard Forer, author and political commentator. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Forer, despite the fact that Israeli settlements are illegal, still the regime continues building. Why cannot the United Nations do anything practical to end these activities?
Well, the simple answer is the fact that the United States has veto power, and the United States has never vetoed any resolution that criticizes or condemns Israel for its violation of international law. That's the real answer. I mean, the United States basically has Israel's back. The United States violates its own laws, such as the arms export law, in order to protect Israel because of the power of the Israel lobby and also, let's be honest about it, the ignorance of American politicians and their prejudice against Arabs.
Well, if the law should be respected, well, the law should literally be respected by every member of the United Nations.
It should be, but again, the United States has had this long-term relationship with Israel, and American politicians, I mean, even if we know that President Obama, early in his term, really was sympathetic to the plight of the Palestinian people and the fact that they are under an illegal occupation by an oppressor country. And yet he hasn't been able to do anything about it. In fact, he's in the process of extending the 10-year memorandum of understanding that George W. Bush started, and he's in the process of extending that not only for another 10 years, but with about 33 to maybe 50% more money. So the United States provides Israel the means to maintain its illegal occupation, and it provides the backing so that Israel is not condemned under international law by the United Nations and also by the International Court of Justice, which, by the way, has ruled unanimously, including the American judge, that the occupied lands do not belong to Israel and must be returned to their rightful owners, which are the Palestinian people.
But of course, is there any other way other than the law, okay, of any other nature, okay, to force Israel to stop building?
Well, that's kind of the conundrum, because I think that the reason Israel, one of the reasons I should say, that Israel is accelerating its theft of land is because of their anxiety about the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, which is really the main spearhead for pressuring Israel to maintain, or honor, I should say, to comply with international law. And let's also remember that this is simply, this has always been Israel's intention from the very beginning. David Ben-Gurion, Israel's first prime minister, wanted to split Jordan with Iraq. He wanted to take all of the West Bank. He wanted to take the southern half of Lebanon for Israel and create a Christian Maronite kingdom for the northern half of Lebanon. Yitzhak Shamir believed that all the Palestinians belonged in Jordan, which should have been, according to him, their natural home. Ariel Sharon wanted to overthrow King Hussein of Jordan and replace him with Yasser Arafat, and the list goes on. And then when you include all the genocidal language that comes from Israel, including members of Netanyahu's Likud party and his cabinet, you really get the picture that Israel does not want the Palestinians to be there at all, and it does not care about international law as long as it has the money from the United States and the backing of the United States. So by the time the world is able to maybe get fed up enough that they insist that the United States do something, Israel will say, well, we already have populated this land. We've already settled this land. You don't expect us to get rid of 700,000 or 800,000 settlers, do you? So Israel is creating facts on the ground, and they're doing it in an accelerated rate because they have an anxiety about the boycott that has been sanctioned through this, and also because the Likud Party and Benjamin Netanyahu have always dreamed about making Israel a pure Jewish state and getting rid of the Palestinians.
And of course, another question that comes to mind is that what about the Palestinians who were driven out of their homes, which are to be cleared away and destroyed for settlements? I mean, where are they supposed to go?
I know. Israel doesn't care. The argument that you'll hear is, well, there are, what, 21 Arab countries surrounding Israel? Well, they can go to any one of those places. It's not our fault that the Arab countries haven't been that sympathetic to the Palestinians. That's their problem. That's the basic argument you're going to hear.
All right, Richard Forer, author and political commentator from Denver. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.